You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shower thoughts coming up in a little bit. Banner edition this morning for you. But first, Shelly's here with current events.
And it includes won a free McFlurry. I can tell you about that. And the Falcon rocket got off again last night. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. You know Huffman and Huffman as the brothers-in-law, but they've got a large group of lawyers all over the area to help you get what you deserve. Call 422-HELP. First. So we don't know why, and we don't know exactly when and where, but President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden are expected to visit Yorktown next week. The White House put out a press release saying that they're coming here on Monday and that a press pool is going to be coming with them. They said additional details to follow. That was all the info they gave up.
Okay.
Now, this was announced ahead of the speech last night. President Biden addressed the nation, his first address before a joint session of Congress, which he used to make the case that his administration has made progress during the first 100 days he's been in office, today being the 100th day.
The President of the United States.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, after just 100 days, I can report to the nation. And some of you know more about this than I do. I know of nothing. It's frightening. Most importantly, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we're on track to cut First Lady in half.
Wow.
To the United States of America.
This is
thank
great.
You for your patience.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, I think that audio was edited
I think someone edited that.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's horrible.
Here's some of the actual speech. President Biden started off last night's speech by acknowledging it was a historic moment. It's the first time two women have been seated behind the president.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President. No president has ever said those words from this podium. No president has ever said those words. And it's about time.
Now, in the speech, he did talk about the pandemic and vaccines, and he did stretch the numbers a little bit. There's a little argument going on over this.
Yeah.
He said his goal was 200 million shots in arms by his first 100 days. And he claimed in the speech that there had been 220 million shots in arms, but some of those were done under President Trump. So ABC News says it was really only 214 million shots in arms.
I don't know. I think you're, You're splitting hairs here.
It's an argument that's happening.
He originally said 100 million in 100 days.
That's true.
And then halfway through it, they jumped it to 200 million.
And he was like, we can do this, bud.
Yeah.
The Associated Press writes, Biden also used the primetime address to make his pitch directly to Americans for his expansive and expensive vision to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, water pipes, other infrastructure, bolster public education, and extend other benefits for a whole swath of Americans.
Man, I hope there's a rent-to-own for all this stuff.
We need
to make some payments, man.
He did say he's talking about raising the taxes on the wealthiest 1%.
Recent study shows that 55 of the nation's biggest corporations paid zero federal tax last year. Those 55 corporations made in excess of $40 billion in profit. We take the top tax bracket, those making over $400,000 or more, back up to where it was when George W. Bush was president. 39.6%. We're only going to affect 0.3% of all Americans by that action. And the IRS is going to crack down on millionaires and billionaires who cheat on their taxes. I'm not looking to punish anybody, but I will not add a tax burden to the middle class in this country.
But you know, the big talk of the night is, OMG, did you see what she was wearing? There's an official entire news report written about First Lady Jill Biden's dress, which ABC News reports was the talk of social media last night. They cite InStyle magazine, who reports that the First Lady wore an upcycled silk wool Katie dress by Gabriella Hearst. The sleeves and top were sheer. They featured 51 embroidered flowers representing the United States of America and District of Columbia. She also had a face mask that had floral embroidery on it. The thing is, can you believe it?
What?
It was similar to the one she wore on the night of President Biden's inauguration. Except, you know, this one was black and that one was white. So definitely completely different dresses. But
the same.
From the same designer, at least. InStyle.
Girlfriend.
I know. And Style reports that designer is known for using recycled material in her designs.
Yeah.
Because of her upbringing, they say her upbringing in Uruguay on a farm where she didn't have access to lots of materials.
See, it's all about the story. It's like artwork. It's all always about the story.
Well, this is just way too much information to have about this. But the designer, Hearst, who was given her father's ranch in 2011, uses silk, cashmere, linen, and wool from the ranch in her designs. We haven't heard any comment from the first lady about the dress, but apparently the talk of the night.
Any word on what Kamala Harris's husband was wearing?
Yeah.
Because I'm not hearing.
Yeah. Well,
I can tell you it was a gray suit.
If he didn't recycle it, then it's not
apparently
something we talk
about.
Apparently
he's sort of a worthless ass bag, apparently, to these people. Is that right? What the hell's going on around here? You people, for crying out loud. Did you see Ted Cruz falling asleep?
Okay, I saw what you brought up on the screen just a second ago.
You watch this. You will not believe this. This dude, he is going to sleep right in the middle of this speech. Look at that.
Well,
that is legit.
The eyes rolled back.
That is legit from last night.
Yep,
there's a second eye roll. Because you saw when he came to it, like, whoa.
I watched the speech. I heard the cash registers ringing. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this guy's falling asleep. It's like, wow. I'm going to have to get a paper route. Help pay for some of this stuff. Holy crap.
So more to come on the speech as we go through the morning, I guess, as the fallout continues from the speech last night. Now, happening here this morning, Route 17 is back open after the protesters shut it down last night. This was during the eighth night of protesting in Elizabeth City following the shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. The mayor instituted an 8 p.m. curfew in Elizabeth City, which lifts at 6 a.m., by the way, so we are not under curfew at this particular point in time. But the protesters who shut down Route 17 did not break that curfew. 13 News now says that the protesters have mainly been peaceful, although another small group of protesters in the city did break the curfew last night, and there were some arrests last night as well. 10 on Your Side says for a second night in the row, the demonstrations ended in a standoff with police and the arrests. They add that the protests started just hours after a judge ruled that body camera footage from the fatal deputy-involved shooting would not be publicly released for at least 30 days. Wavy.com did have a timeline. It was 10:35 p.m. last night. Elizabeth City Police announced that they would be making arrests following the final warning about the violation of curfew. By 11:15, several people had been arrested. And by 11:30, Elizabeth City Police said the roadways had reopened and the protesters had dispersed. Now, Brown's funeral will be held on Monday in Elizabeth City. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy. Now, last night, just before midnight, they got the rocket off. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched. It was taking a new batch of 60 Starlink internet satellites into orbit. So it was 11:44 p.m. Approximately 9 minutes later, the rocket's first stage returned to Earth, touching down on SpaceX's drone ship. Quote, just read the instructions. That's what they call it. For its seventh successful landing. That all according to space.com.
Nice. Mission. And liftoff. Godspeed, Apollo 11, Michael Collins.
Now, I don't know if you could hear it in there, but there was a shout out to Michael Collins.
Yeah.
Whose name is not as well known, but he was there when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon.
Yeah.
He was just...
He's the guy that had to wait out in the car.
He was just the guy on the ship.
Yeah.
He didn't get to walk on the moon. Nope. But he had previously said that he did not feel left out. He was a part of the mission, an important part. He ensured that they made it back safely. He kept the car running for them.
That's right.
He also said that the Earth was way cooler to see than the moon anyways, which I feel like might have been his jealousy coming out. But he said seeing the Earth from space was like the coolest thing. Like, he didn't even care to look at the moon. He just wanted to see the Earth from space.
Nobody had ever had that view before. That is that picture that they took that... Oh, my gosh. Of basically the Earth rise from the other side of the moon. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody ever been that far out in space.
According to the statement from his family, Michael Collins died yesterday after a valiant battle with cancer. He was 90 years old.
I mean, other than the Apollo astronauts.
Well,
Let me get that right.
Right.
Because we flew to the moon without going to the moon just to make sure we could do it. There were several test flights up to those moments. Collins was freaked out because if they don't get back off the moon, he's got to ride all the way back by himself.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, and can I do it?
And you're feeling bad. You got a lot of emotion.
And what am I going to say? Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like he talked about that, having to steel himself for that moment in case it didn't work.
Well, the whole thing is crazy. But you know they said, like, it was already set up. It wasn't like a fight when they got there, like, right. Buzz. And, you know, they weren't like, Neil and Buzz weren't, like, elbowing each other to get out first. Yep. You know, it was set up as, like, Neil's going to go first, and then Buzz will go, and Michael's going to stay on. They didn't, like, rock, paper, scissor it while they're sitting there. Like, all right, who's doing this?
Right, so, true.
Yeah. True. Elsewhere in the news today, how does a free McFlurry sound? Because next Tuesday, McDonald's is running a promotion where you can get a free caramel brownie McFlurry if you admit that you did something silly.
I think the straw is broken. Can I get another straw? It's not working. Oh, is it spoiled? Oh.
Yeah. If you ever, quote, have mistaken the McFlurry spoon for a straw, which I guess is pretty common since the spoons are hollow. They look like square straws when the actual spoon part is buried in the McFlurry. It turns out that that hollowness of the spoon, though, is for stirring. They attach it to a machine that goes into the spoon and uses it to mix the toppings into the McFlurry.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, it's like a fast machine.
So it's like a good mixer.
Yeah, and the square is the perfect shape to go to the mixer, and if you tried to suck that straw.
Like a KitchenAid.
It's not like you have to sign an affidavit saying that you made the mistake. If you want the free McFlurry, you do have to get the offer in the McDonald's app.
And I forgot about McFlurries.
Because the ice cream
sounds
machine is down.
Sounds actually kind of good. I know.
No. It's not always. I've had McFlurries before. They've been able to make them, so. We got mostly sunny skies around here today. A high up close to 90 today. Breezy with a southwest wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts getting up as high as 30. Chance of showers late tonight. 69 will be the low tonight. And then a chance of showers early on tomorrow and then way late in the evening tomorrow. In between there, mostly cloudy, sunny skies in there as well. Highs only in the upper 70s for tomorrow. Right now, we're also at 69 degrees.
69.
And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.